All right, I'm sitting here with Corey Duncan from the band Au Pairs. Hello.
Hello.
For the research for the interview, I searched in the net and I found out that you've been quite a lot around here lately. Mm-hmm. Even last summer you played in Weimar and Ilmenau, I read. Mm-hmm. How did that happen? I mean, you're originally from Philadelphia?
Yes.
Yes.
So. Yeah, and that was the first tour I've ever done in Europe, so I really didn't know much of anything about, you know, touring over here. But it started with a guy named John Pfeffer, who plays in a band, Capillary Action, from the United States also. And he's a friend of mine, and he was out here with his band on tour, and so he had this idea, you know, like, he'll be out here for the whole summer anyway. He has a tour at the beginning of the summer and one at the end of the summer. So he was like, well, I'm going to be here anyway. Do you want to, like, because he plays drums also. He sings in his band, but he plays drums also. So he asked me if I wanted him to play drums and I could come out and do a tour. So we found some musicians. He also knows a lot of people over here, so he was able to make some connections with some string players and stuff. So I had this whole kind of setup. But then the next step was finding places to play. And I've never booked a European tour at all. So he had a bunch of contacts that he gave to me so I could, you know, start to make this happen. And so I emailed a whole bunch of people. And he also talked to Krimis, who lives here. And that was the biggest thing for me, was that I got in contact with Krimis, who was interested in booking my tour. So he booked 95% of the tour. I think I got maybe two or three shows out of all of them over the summertime. But that was like the main thing, was getting in contact with him. And he booked this entire tour. I didn't do any work at all, which was nice for me because I don't like booking shows particularly.
And when you're visiting cities, do you get to know the city by the audience, or do you have time to go sightseeing and making... Do you have like a schedule when you are in some new places you want to see something or what?
Yeah, it depends, you know, like it's a lot of it depends on how late you stay up the night before. So like a lot of times we don't go to bed until 7 in the morning. And if you do that, then you're not going to get up at like 9 and go walk around the city. You know, you just get up as late as possible and drive to the next town, you know. And it's a shame because you miss a lot of things that way. And that's something that, you know, it's a little unfortunate about touring, is that generally you don't get to see very much. But every once in a while, we'll decide, okay, we just want to do at least this one thing. We want to go check out this old cathedral or something like that, you know. Chris, the drummer who's playing with me on this tour, is really into philosophy. So he wanted to go to the grave site of Soren Kierkegaard, who is from Copenhagen. So we went to that. I'm trying to think of some other things that we actually saw on this tour. Mostly like churches. When we were in a town called St. Gallen in Switzerland, and that town was really beautiful. We walked around there and saw some churches and stuff. But you miss a lot. On tour, you miss a whole lot of those things. I would say the biggest impression you're going to get in any town or city is just the people you meet at the club. Because those are generally the only people you're probably going to be interacting with ever, you know? So for instance, like, you know, sometimes there won't be that many people at a particular show, so then you kind of just don't get to know anything about that place, you know? But if there's a lot of people there, like, for instance, last night we played Schokoladen in Berlin, and it's a fantastic venue, and they had a really huge crowd there for like that size venue. It's a very small place, but there were a lot of people there. So a lot of people to talk to. There was a dance party afterwards. So we danced until like 4 in the morning, and it was great. It was a blast, you know? And I think those are the things that, those are always the most positive experiences for me, is getting to know people, you know? And that might not be indicative of the entire city. That's maybe just this particular scene that's at this show, but it leaves me with a really positive feeling, you know? And that's, I had an extremely positive feeling about last night, you know?
And being on tour, you have certain stuff you don't, you have to have around you. It's like there are a few things that make you feel comfortable or don't miss home, or do you don't, you can sleep wherever you want or be on tour all the time, or is there
right,
besides your instruments, all right, you have to have that.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Well, that's interesting, actually. There's the car that we have, it's a rental car. We rented it here, actually, well, Kermit did. But that's kind of the one constant thing we have outside of our equipment, but like we're always in this car every single day, you know? So you kind of feel like that's your home. But I miss certain things about home. I miss people from Philadelphia, like specific people, but I mean, I could tour all year. I don't think I would get tired of it. I just love it. I love meeting new people every day. I love getting to hang out in like this kind of environment where people are all having this common experience together and that sort of thing. For me, it's very enriching. It's very, it really makes my life feel, you know, really exciting, you know? I don't feel more, actually, I feel more at home doing this than I do being at home. So, yeah, I mean, because I just work in a coffee shop back home and I don't, you know, it's not particularly exciting. It's just a job. I only do that because I need to earn up money to do this, you know. So the idea is that eventually I'll be able to just do this, you know. So that's kind of the goal. But, yeah, I feel very comfortable on tour. There's a few things. Rittersport, that's another thing. I eat that all the time, especially if I stay up really late and don't get any sleep. I'll have like a chocolate bar that I can munch on while I'm driving, you know. So yeah, there are a few things like that. There are some albums we've been listening to the entire tour, like Drake's new album is a big one. Twin Shadow is another really big record. Those are all things that I think we connect with over and over again on this tour and feel really, they're things that add consistency to the experience. And also, me and Chris have known each other for a long time, so there's a sense of home about being with him, you know?
And in January, you released a single?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So is there an album coming up? Or
yeah, I have yet to record it. But that's coming now, you know? That's my goal now is to, okay, so I have this EP, I have this new single out, but now I need to actually make a full length, you know. So before I come back to Europe, I'm definitely going to have an actual full length record to support. And I mean, I have a lot of songs that I haven't recorded yet. So it's kind of, it's just a matter of finding the money to record them, really. That's the only thing. I could do this tomorrow if I had a lot of money. But it's just kind of it's a process of making that happen, you know. It's sort of it's tough because, you know, going on tour costs money also. So it's like I'm losing a bit of money going on tour, but I'm making contacts. I'm building up this kind of thing that's happening and it's working and that's good. So I feel really positive about that. But it also makes it harder because I don't have as much money to record the music now. So I'm kind of trying to connect all these things, hopefully get some European labels going, that sort of thing, to help fund it a little bit, at least on the front end, so that I can tour and make that money back through selling records and that sort of thing, like you know, like you're supposed to do.
Okay. Last question. I would like to know, if I will go to Philadelphia, what do you suggest I have to do there or to see or what?
Okay, let me think. First, I'll start. I don't know why my brain always goes here first, but I'm going to think about some places you should go to eat.
Yes, it's very important.
Okay.
Very important.
Yes, it is. And as a matter of fact, I haven't had any like sausage or anything like that for my entire time in Germany, and I feel like that's something that I need to take care of. But anyway, if you go to Philadelphia, okay, there are a few places that I really, really like a lot. The big thing in Philadelphia is cheesesteaks. You've probably heard about like Philly cheesesteaks before. You can even find that stuff out here sometimes. They have like a cheesesteak on the menu, although I wouldn't really call it a Philly cheesesteak. They do, but I can't really vouch for it. But there's a couple of famous places in Philly that everyone always talks about, Pat's and Gino's. Don't fuck with Pat's and Gino's, they're shit. But if you go to like John's Roast Pork is a really good place to get cheesesteaks in South Philadelphia. they have really good ingredients. They have good cheese as opposed to Cheese Whiz and crap like that. It's really tasty, so that's good. There's this pizza place that I really, really like that a lot of people hate it, actually. It's really, it's a really, I don't know. It causes...
Gross?
A,
no.
It's not gross, but some people think it's really gross. It's kind of greasy, but they have, like, you know, New York-style pizza where it's really like this. For the listeners here, it's, I don't know, it's about 6 inches, inches, meters... 20 centimeters wide, really big, and a lot of people will fold it in half or fold it like this, you know. Okay, I'm gonna tell you about this thing too. This is gross, but it's a fun thing to do in Philly if you want to hurt yourself a little bit. there's a thing called the South Street Challenge. There's a big street in Philadelphia called South Street. It's a lot of kind of a main place. There's a cheesesteak place and a pizza place. I mean, there are lots of those. But if you go to the Jim's Cheesesteaks on South Street and get a cheesesteak that's like this, and then you go to Lorenzo's Pizza and you get one of these slices of pizza and you put the cheesesteak right in the center and you just eat that whole thing. And I've done this more times than I care to admit. It hurts a lot. It feels, you know, but one time it didn't. One time I did that and I felt great. And I was like, that worries me, actually, that it didn't hurt more than it did, you know. It should have probably killed me, and I feel fine. So that's when I stopped doing that, because I didn't want to die. But anyway, that's kind of fun. There's this place, Johnny Brenda's, that Chris, the drummer, is, he books shows there, and it's basically the place to hang out in Philadelphia. They have great shows all the time. There's a real cultivated scene that happens there where you pretty much can show up anytime you want and see a band, and maybe it won't be your style, but more than like, you know, you're basically going to see something that's good. Whether or not it's definitely your favorite band ever, it's good. You know, it's always good. And you can go there, and I mean, usually it is a really good band, you know, usually you're going to love it. But they also have a really good restaurant. The staff is really cool. I'm friends with a bunch of people there, and they have awesome beer. It's all local beer. So that place is amazing. That's one of my favorite places in the whole town. I'm trying to think. Well, West Philadelphia is awesome because they have a lot of larger houses and it's a bit more picturesque. I don't tend to think of Philadelphia as necessarily a really pretty town, but there are some neighborhoods that are pretty, like West Philly is really nice. Old City is kind of the older part of town, is really nice. There are a lot of, that's where like Independence Hall and a lot of historic things are, and that's really nice. But even the places that aren't so pretty, they have a lot of character to them. There's a lot of interesting people that live there. The neighborhood I live in South Philadelphia, has a lot of... there's a thing called the Italian Market close to where I live, where a lot of people, like there's a lot of shops that sell cheeses and meats and things like that, and that's really cool. Philadelphia, as it turns out, is a great place to get Mexican food. I'm a huge fan of burritos, and I had a thing called Burrito Club with a friend of mine, and we would go all over all over Philadelphia and go to different places that have burritos. And I had no idea, but Philly's an awesome town for burritos. I recommend Jose's. I recommend El Maguey, El Jarocho, Los Jalapenos. These are all really good. La Pura Vida. So many good burrito places. But yeah, what else? What else is cool to do there? There's a lot of good graffiti. A lot of murals. There's a huge mural arts program. I think there's something like... It's either like some crazy number, either like 2,000, I think might actually be 20,000, probably 2,000, that sounds insane. I don't know. But a lot of murals all over the town that are really good artwork. The Philadelphia Orchestra is amazing, if you're into that sort of thing. I am. I like going to the orchestra as much as I can. It's amazing. They're fantastic players, really good director. Curtis Institute, you can go to see music at, another classical thing, but it's free. That's awesome. What else? I'm probably missing a lot of things. But another restaurant you should check out is Honey's, if you ever go there. That's got like, it's like Jewish comfort food. And so like they have a lot of latkes and brisket and things like that worked into sandwiches and scrambled eggs and stuff like that, but it's awesome. I don't know. I guess, yeah, okay.
It sounds good.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty good there. Yeah.
It's a good plan.
We'll cut it off there.
Okay, so thank you very much for the interview.
Sure.
Have a great show tonight.
Thanks.
And good luck for the album. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, thanks.